You know, we've got individual stocks, we've got earnings, but the big backdrop here, when you think about Washington, Tom, is this fiscal stimulus. The Biden administration is looking for $1.9 trillion. The question is, how do they get that through Congress, and what actually makes its way through Congress? Tom, let's turn to Bloomberg government budget reporter Jack Fitzpatrick. Jack, thanks so much for joining us here. What's the lay of the land in Congress right now for fiscal stimulus?
Yeah, so they've started with this $1.9 trillion proposal by Biden. It's looking more and more likely that Democrats are going to use this budgetary maneuver that lets them get this through the Senate with just a majority rather than 60 votes, because they're really not picking up a bunch of Republican support on this. But if they go through that procedure, certain things can get cut. It's up to the Senate parliamentarian. It's essentially out of lawmakers' hands. And it looks like the minimum wage measure would not be able to go through that budgetary procedure. Some of the OSHA work standards might not, requiring hazard pay. It's a very opaque procedure, so there are a lot of question marks still up in the air, but the likelihood of getting it all through with just a simple majority is not so great.
This is why we'd love to have you on, Jack Kirkpatrick. Your acuity of it. So you're telling me Elizabeth McDonough is the most important person in Washington this morning?
Yeah, just about once every 4 or maybe 8 years in Washington, everything goes to the hands of Elizabeth McDonough or whoever at that point is the Senate parliamentarian. And there will probably be a lot of angry people. People get angry with her and with the Congressional Budget Office.
Right.
It's usually not their fault, but that's the amount of pressure on these unelected officials.
Okay, so the Senate parliamentarian keeps track of the rules. Help me here as an amateur. If they use budget reconciliation now, this procedure associated with 1974, does that spend their ammo on the next policy bill that's maybe infrastructure?
No. This is an interesting scenario. They're following the path the Republicans took in 2017. They didn't do a budget resolution for fiscal 2021, which we're now in. But because that fiscal year isn't over, what they're probably talking about now is starting with fiscal 2021 and then quickly going on to the fiscal 2022 budget resolution, which under normal circumstances they would be working on in the next few months. So really, this is a two-for-one opportunity, two budget resolutions in the same year. And so Democrats have talked quite a bit about getting two shots at this, the first one being the quicker COVID package, the second one essentially being climate and infrastructure.
Jack, is it surprising to anyone in Washington that President Biden, Vice President Harris, two veterans of the Senate, aren't able to maybe exercise a little influence and bring some Republicans over to the Democratic side in terms of this fiscal stimulus?
It's not really surprising. You know, you expected the Biden administration to make an effort, and maybe they will get Republican votes. They're going to have to compromise, but they might get Republican votes. But there was a long expectation that they would go this route. The only reason to think they wouldn't was when we didn't know that Democrats would have control of the Senate. But shortly before the November elections, Nancy Pelosi said straight up, we're going to win and we're going to use the budget reconciliation route. So there clearly was the thought that this more partisan route was the goal for Democrats.
How important is it to not get the minimum wage? It seems like it's a key issue for many Americans out there, particularly at this time.
It is, but it faces the same kind of political obstacles that it has for years. That was almost a surprise to a lot of people that they included it in this coronavirus measure. And from Democrats' perspective, you might as well, and you can blame Republicans for cutting it out. And we may even see them include it in this measure through reconciliation, knowing that it'll get pulled out. They could then have a vote to waive the rule, and Republicans would likely block that, and then Democrats could throw their hands in the air and say, this is who you have to blame.
Jack, one final question. Does budget reconciliation, taking us from 60% to 50% needed, does it weaken or strengthen the senator from West Virginia?
I would say it strengthens Joe Manchin because, one, it just makes it more likely that something will get done. And if you need a majority and you already have a majority, but you can't lose any of your caucus, that makes the most centrist members of your caucus more important.
Okay.
If they had to get a bunch of Republicans, that's not just Joe Manchin.
Yeah. Jack, we don't care about this stuff at all. We just didn't want to talk about GameStop for six minutes. Jack Fitzpatrick, I learned so much there. It's sick. Jack Fitzpatrick's expert, Bloomberg government, on all of this going on with the budget, folks. I learned a lot there.
Yeah.
That was very good, Paul.